You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Trending report time. Let's talk Olympics. Simone Biles did it again. Her second all-around gold medal at the Olympics. First American gymnast to win it more than once. And the first female gymnast ever to do that in non-consecutive Olympics. She won the same title back in 2016. So now here we are 8 years later and she has done it again. I've been seeing all sorts of posts showing some of her different flips and dismounts and the vault that she did. And
she's pretty good.
Incredible. And remember, if you want to see Simone Biles in person, she is going to be part of a tour this fall called Gold Over America. She, along with several other gymnastic stars, will be at Ball Arena next month. That's September 25th. Katie Ledecky, also a beast, picked up yet another medal, this time a silver. So with 13, Jeremy, she is now the most decorated U.S. female Olympian of all time.
Hey,
any sport.
That's impressive. Looks good on the resume.
Speaking of swimming, a swimmer from Slovakia climbed out of the pool this morning after a qualifying race and collapsed. She was immediately surrounded by medical personnel. They carried her out of the building on a stretcher while being given oxygen. She was conscious, so we're going to try to stay on top of that and see what's going on. The U.S. won its first ever gold medal in team fencing. Yeah, that's cool. That's got to be one of the coolest sports to say you have a gold medal in.
Yeah.
And track and field's just getting underway. That's usually very good for the U.S., so we probably will load up on some medals over the next couple of days. My favorite tweet ever from a sports star, British tennis star Andy Murray. He's now 37 years old, and he said he was going to hang it all up after the Olympics. He was eliminated from the Olympics yesterday, so he officially ended his career. And he perhaps had the best tweet ever from a professional athlete, because normally when they retire, it's all about, oh, you know, the glory. Thank you so much. It's meant so much to me, and blah, 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 blah. His tweet was simply five words. Never even liked tennis anyway.
Yeah, that's good. That's good. So I like good. That.
Andy, you're the best, so good luck to you. What else is going on in Olympic news? I know you've
well,
got some stuff.
Well, I do have a couple things going on. There's a rower that's kind of raising eyebrows right now because his name is Robbie Mason. He's from New Zealand, and you know, a lot of these athletes get sponsorships to get to the Olympics because it's not cheap. Well, this guy has been bypassing the sponsorships and raising money to get to Paris by starting an OnlyFans page.
Oh, my. Okay.
And he's out talking about it. He says, I'm making more from OnlyFans than I am from rowing at this stage. I thought if I'm going to do it, I just got to tell everybody and be really open about it. It's one of those things where he's like, I'm just going to tell everybody about it so they don't, like, find it. And then it's a big news story. He didn't exactly say what type of photos were behind the paywall of OnlyFans, but he said they are artistic nudes. And I looked him up. I was curious to see if this guy was a good-looking guy. He's a good-looking guy, so he's probably making some bank, showing off his PP ding-ding on OnlyFans. The second big story coming out from the Olympics is Tom Cruise, I guess, is reportedly going to close this baby down with an epic stunt. He's going to pass the torch to the 2028 Olympics in Los Angeles by rappelling down from the top of the Stade de France. I think that's how you pronounce the stadium out there. So he's going to rappel down from the top and pass off the torch. And then they're going to go into this whole thing, this whole like video montage of him skydiving onto the Hollywood sign. And then there's going to be all these Olympic skateboarders and volleyball players and blah, blah, blah with him. But this is how they're wanting to shut it down. It's with Tom Cruise. And why not? Again,
I guess.
Giant movie star, does a goofy stunt, and everybody will, you know, throw it on their Instagrams.
Good for him. I guess.
Good for him.
Speaking of movies, there are new movies opening today. Harold and the Purple Crayon. You going to take your kids to see this?
No.
It's based on a classic children's book. Harold has a magic purple crayon that can make anything he draws come to life.
I want a purple crayon.
And now that he's grown up, he uses it to leave his storybook and visit the real world. So that's opening today. Rated PG. I'm sure it'll do well. And then there's a new movie. It's kind of a thriller called Trap with Josh Hartnett. He plays a serial killer, Jeremy, trying to bond with his teenage daughter at a concert.
Seems
kind of like going to a Taylor Swift-type concert.
All right.
But once he's there, he realizes the cops are using it all as an elaborate trap for him. And he stirs up chaos trying to escape.
He needs a magic purple crayon to get out of there.
Truth. The people at Ford are in the news because they are trying to patent a system. Now, they have not put this in cars yet, but they are trying to patent it. Basically, what it would do is it would turn you into a snitch. It would have gear that would automatically report other cars speeding and report that information to the police with video of the car and the driver.
Why?
It would send GPS info to the police.
Not necessary.
That's
dumb.
Like this. You know, this smacks of the people who get in the left lane and drive below the speed limit because they don't like other people speeding. It's just,
I don't
mind
like
your own business, you know?
Snitches get stitches.
Truth. TikTok is obsessed now with something called fridgescaping. Now, they started this thing, I don't know, 13, 14 years ago, where it became this viral sensation where people were getting all sorts of nice little containers to put in the fridge to kind of keep it organized and straightened and everything. No, this goes way beyond this. It's called fridgescaping. It's like landscaping. But what you do, Jer, is you open up your fridge, you clean it up in there, and then you put like little wicker baskets. You might have some flowers in there. Some people are even putting framed art inside their refrigerator now.
Yeah, they're like dumping their milk jugs into like nice crystal pitchers. And
all right.
There's like cloth napkins in there. I posted this everywhere because I absolutely love it. I'm a sucker for like walking into an antique store and looking at all the booths and everything and how well laid out they are and everything. Mm-hmm. And these fridges look just like that. I mean, there's something extremely charming about this.
I saw a couple of pictures that look cute. Apparently, it really took off with some lady who's a big fan of Bridgerton did it.
Yeah.
She did a Bridgerton-inspired version, and she called it Fridgerton. That's clever.
Cute.
That is clever. A couple of quick news for nerd stories for you on a Friday. One of them is really interesting news in the world of both cats and heartbreaking diseases in humans, because they have found that there's a particular parasite that is in cat poop, and they think they can get that parasite to kick out some special proteins that could actually treat Alzheimer's and Parkinson's in adult humans.
Hmm.
So cat poop could save the day. Thank you very much. I got to find Niles the weirdo and share that news with him. And then, I don't know if we like this or not, but genetic researchers have found this gene inside roses that actually gives them their thorns. So now they can genetically modify roses to get a thornless variety.
Hey.
Right now, we've had to crossbreed in order to do that. Now it's actually genetically changing roses so they have no thorns. What's the band Poison going to do? Are they going to have to re-record their song?
Does that story roses. Make you thorny?
Yeah. What else is trending?
Well, let's hop on some of the local stuff going around. Some updates this morning about all the fires burning. By last night, the quarry fire down by me, 450 acres with 0% containment. The Alexander Mountain fire in northern Colorado near Loveland, 81,000 acres with 5% containment. And then the Stone Canyon fire near Lyons, 1,500 acres with 30% containment. So they're starting to get a hold on that one. The quarry one down by me was looking a little ugly yesterday, and I was watching some of the news conferences about that, and I didn't know this, but I guess there's some water treatment / storage facilities up in that canyon that supply water to something like 2 million people down in the Denver area that they're kind of concerned about now, and then Lockheed, and of course all the houses in that small little area. So they're trying to do their best they can with that one. I did see some great posts last night about the community coming together. Some firefighters showing up at some schools that, you know, they'd been working all day, like, you know, and they're covered in smoke and ash and they're filthy. And all these people are running to Walmart and like buying towels and shampoo to give these firefighters so they can take showers at these schools. And it just really warmed my heart to see the community coming together like that. So there's your little bit of a fire update. Of course, everything's online if you want to learn more. Harrison Ford had a great line this past week because he's in the upcoming Captain America movie called Brave New World. He plays General Thunderbolt Ross in the movie, which later I guess he turns into Red Hulk, which seems ridiculous. But people were like, why did you do this, basically? And his quote is, I took it because I didn't care. I took it because, I'm an idiot for money. I've done it before, basically, is what he said. He didn't want to disparage the franchise, but he's like, they probably offered him a buttload of money to become General Thunderbolt Ross, and he hopped on it.
Hey, just we've all been there. Ago, we were talking about Robert Downey Jr. and about how you don't think he's doing this for artistic reasons, do you? They're giving him $100 million.
Yeah, we've all been there. They've come to me with some endorsements here at the radio station in the past, and I'm like, yeah, I'll do that. How much are they paying? Sure, why not? Hey, Usher's in trending this morning. He already has the superpower to steal your girl without trying, but I guess now he's got another one. He has the power to heal migraines. Missy Elliott is out tweeting that she was performing on Monday night with a vicious migraine, wasn't feeling too good, and Usher took care of it. I guess he met up with her backstage and rubbed all of her pressure points on her hands, and she says, yep, he does it all, that Usher. Was it pressure points, or was she just totally enthralled with sexy, sexy Usher rubbing her hands?
You know, when and you're like, some what headache? Friends with migraines, and they say if they do have sexy time, it often will be pushed to the back burner for a while.
Yeah, my head is pounding this morning. I got to get Knick Knack in here.
Josh will be in just a few minutes.
Oh, no, he's very selfish in the lovemaking department.
Your pressure points.
He's very selfish in that department. New Brit biopic coming out. I guess it's been given the green light. Universal Pictures has purchased the rights to her memoir, The Woman in Me, and they're going to make a little movie about it. So she was out tweeting, excited to share with my fans that I've been working on a secret project and all that. Did you read that book yet?
Mm-mm.
I almost downloaded it the other day. I almost downloaded the audiobook. Just because, you know.
You looked at it and you said it was all just like a bunch of.
I looked at it in the store.
Words like five
the
words
margins were like
something.
2 inches all the way around it. So they like really. I mean, it probably was a 30-page book that they added some wicked margins and made it 130 pages. But
it was the first memoir written in crayon. So.
Yeah. 45% of dog owners, when they're upset, frustrated with things, you know who they're venting to? Their pets. These dog owners, they just sit their dog down and complain about their day. And they say it actually helps their mental health by doing that. You do that to your cat at all?
No, he doesn't want to hear it.
Just turns up his nose and walks away.
He actually does a meow that you can interpret as, why don't you tell someone who cares? Tell someone who
cares,
human.
Who cares? All right, let's do some clickbait.
Clickbait.
Make your way to our Facebook page, Dom and Jeremy on the FB. You can see those refrigerators that Dom was talking about. That's on there. And then how about this animal rescue place in Tennessee that posted photos of a kitten born with 4 ears? He's totally healthy. He just happens to have 2 normal ears with another set of smaller ears inside those ears. It's freaky. Did you see the pictures?
I didn't look at the pictures, but I read the story. And my favorite part of the story is they describe him as irresistible.
See the pictures on our Facebook page, Dom and Jeremy.
Clickbait.